Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Goblets and Gays. This is Season 4, Episode 34. Aubrey, GM, I will let my players introduce themselves in just a moment as we roll on into things.
Hello, I'm Aki. My pronouns are she, her, and I play Astraea Bashar Chloris, your quadruple princess bard dragon summoner, child of the Night Queen, grandchild of the Mad King, and all-round magical baddie who also uses she, her pronouns.
Hello, I am Dusty. I use they, he pronouns, and I am playing Joanna of Mexico, bringer of justice, maker of soups, and they use she, her pronouns.
Hello, my name is Ferris. I use she, her pronouns, and I play Dumisa Solfig, a 7-foot semi-possessed barbarian and champion of the night who is very much in love and also uses she, her pronouns.
Hello, I'm Sparlock. I use he, him pronouns. Today I am playing Groon, the walking goblin catastrophe, oracle of flames, healer of wounds, and burner of buildings, though she swears it wasn't her. And Groon uses she, her pronouns.
Hello, hello. My name is Alyssa, and my pronouns are they, them. I am playing Tamsin Trevino, the god-devouring changeling wizard who is focused on rescuing their late fiancé from purgatory, but also growingly concerned with her influence on this group of younger adventurers. Tamsin uses she, they pronouns.
Hello, I'm Tick. I use he, she, they pronouns, and today I'm playing Mero, a monk maiden raised in the underworld, now overcoming parental issues, meeting the Fae, and learning about nature, and being a thought.
And here's where I ask, what happened last time?
Last time on the Queers and the Cups, Could someone else do it right now? My brain is literally, it feels like someone took my brain, put on one of those hibachi boards, and made egg fried rice out of it. I'm going to pass the torch to Ferris. I'm going to double it and give it to the next person.
Okay. So we had a really fast funeral pyre, which is Sigrun used a 9th level fire spell to just disintegrate Sirshu. So we had a little hasty funeral pyre, and then we rejoined with Heron to find out what to do with the rest of Sirshu's army. Turns out most of them were ghosts, so we kind of have that locked down. The rest of them got rounded up by Vlogosians and kind of shunted off to other places, and we finally debated what to do with the ghosts inside it. We're just gonna leave them there and maybe give Erat the amulet, because maybe we shouldn't go trekking around with it given the people who are after us. But the war is over, the siege is over, Vlogos does what Vlogos does best, which is party. You thought I was gonna say something else? No, party. Dumisa went to bed. She needed a nap and a drink and a drink and a nap. And then Astraea went to find an engagement gift after pulling Kratos out of a date to help her. And they ultimately decided on like bracers of hobbyhood. I don't remember what it was called. Cute, adorable, the best. And then let's see here. Joanna did not party. I think she had a shot and then went to bed. Tamsin took a nap. I assume Mero and Astraea both partied for a while, and then eventually Astraea has the dream and meets Thanaton. And after some interesting conversations with Thanaton, asks if she could break up her own soul in order to share her godhood with people. And Thanaton said, I wouldn't advise it, but technically yes, here's how to do it. Again, not advising, but you could do it. Be super careful. Or, you know, you will lose yourself. But Astraea is Astraea and breaks her soul into 5 pieces for herself and her siblings. And now the whole family is celestial themed even more than they were before. And they're all going to wake up super powerful.
And confused.
Yes. And confused because she has not told anyone she did this. And I'm not sure if she was planning on doing it. Of telling anyone anyway because of how she had to do it. But we'll find that out in this episode.
Yes. Speaking of which, Astraea, you are woken up by a sending spell.
What does the spell say? Because I'm not going to respond back or else.
It is from Theseus being like, what is going on? Why am I glowing more than usual? Please explain. Atalanta and Kratos are confused.
Oh, it worked. Nice.
Is that all you said?
Yeah.
And then moments later, you get a what worked.
Don't worry about it. I'll explain more when I show up in, like, maybe the end of the week. Love you, bye.
It's frustration. It's like, none of them know what's going on. So yeah, you are woken by that. Yeah, you were still in Vlogos.
What time is it?
Yeah, it's like mid-morning.
I know we party. Are we feeling the effects of partying like Vlogosians?
Strangely, no.
Damn. We'll never be fucked up again.
Can I say yes? Because I tick. I'm so fucking tired and it just
fits. Meryl can. Meryl's not a god.
Meryl's just a little creature. Meryl's oh my god, tired.
Meryl. Did you get to slut it up?
Yes. I hope.
Yes.
Aubrey, I'm not rolling for it. I don't want to fail. I don't want to fail today, Aubrey. I'm just going to slut it up.
Yeah.
I would not allow it.
Yeah, you don't have to roll to slut it up.
I'm just tired because I was very busy last night. I was doing some bird watching. You know?
Oh, we know.
You say it so confident and like, oh, we know. We saw. We were watching.
We saw you, degenerate.
We saw you.
I meant more we know what you meant because we originated the term.
I didn't know Amir was back in town.
You can birdwatch without Amir. In fact, birdwatching with Amir is the saddest form of birdwatching possible. You're not birdwatching.
They keep finding weasels.
Yeah. You're not even birdwatching. It's like you go to do it and none of the birds are out. You can't even watch it because it's raining.
He keeps crying before we can even finish.
That motherfucker is just sad. So none of the birds want to be out when Amir is about.
Alyssa can't defend themselves.
Exactly.
I'm sleepy, but I also know we have to make plans about the two remaining gods.
Yes.
Oh, do we want to do that here or do we want to do that in Cressa? That is a very important thing because usually we make god plans in Cressa with the other gods at the war table.
I say heading back would be a good idea if we get everyone together to do some planning. Let me just get a nice morning tea to get the brain working again.
Oh, you know what is? What do you know? What Vlogosians love?
What?
Coffee.
Oh, you're gonna say hangover cures?
Do we want to give?
Two.
Do we want to give the Vlogosians
pull out bulldog noodles and serve? That's a very good hangover cure. Extremely spicy noodles. It's like we not only will we be able to feel something, we'll be able to feel pain. Our favorite feeling.
You're not living if you're not feeling the pain from spices.
Honest to God, let's say bulldog noodles do exist in Vlogos, and in fact, maybe are even originated. Does that mean Dumisa can handle spicy food?
Yes.
So great. This is so great. This is why we're getting married.
Exactly.
100%.
Wait, Aubrey.
Uh-huh.
Can I handle spicy food? Because Doan probably brought all the food. Is he he's white, but is he white?
I don't know.
He's like racist white, but is he no spicy white, you know?
He fell for an Irish woman. So probably not. I think pepper is spicy for them. Back pepper.
Oh, you thought you're gonna say
salt,
like
salt on the potatoes? Damn, that's too much.
That reminds me, this is a very slight tangent. My aunt had some tomato sauce that apparently had touched a spicy pepper, and I could taste like basically no spice. And Aki, you know that I'm weak when it comes to spice. Like when I was in Jamaica.
That is true, yes.
I was like, there's like no spice in this, right? My aunt took one bite and she's like, it's too spicy.
Reminds me of the person I met in real life that said a McChicken was a little spicy. Not the spicy McChicken.
The plain
a
one?
McChicken. Because of the pepper on it.
I'm going to roll for Meryl's spice tolerance really quickly because I think it would be funny if I rolled low.
Do a percentile one because that's a lot more funnier.
Percentile. Let's see. So 0 is like no spice tolerance and 100 is like I can't taste spice, I guess. I got a 26. They're kind of weak.
Aww.
They're kind of mid.
Doan like does not have spices in the underworld because everybody's taste buds are dead.
Well, Doan kind of killed the underworld too. So like not only that, nothing could grow there. Like,
exactly.
Meryl didn't know what a tree was.
That's true. Of course they wouldn't be used to spices.
They didn't know what a tree was. Meryl was just staring at them like, what are you on? It's a tree, bitch. But I'll have some totally not spicy beverage and just pack up, I guess. I don't think there's much to pack.
Know if you unpacked.
I gotta pack my whole bone collection back up and my whole new plant collection, you know?
You bring them with you everywhere?
Of course. I named them all too.
That's kind of adorable, actually. Minus the bones, but the other part's cute.
I started growing a Venus flytrap. Look, do you see the little flower coming out the top? That's so it doesn't accidentally eat its pollinators. His name's Timothy.
Timothy.
Yeah, Timmy for short.
Oh, hi, Timmy.
And this is a nice orchid plant that I grew. Her name is Castellia.
Like the gym leader.
I don't know if I got that name right.
It was close.
Okay. I love it.
They all have names and they all have little name tags on them.
If you name a flower name, is that like the equivalent of naming a child after a country or a city?
I guess it would kind of be the same as naming I guess maybe.
Actually, now that I have pointed this out, does that mean that there are some bitches named Vlogos walking around and fucking like...
I just had the same idea.
I mean, there are cities named after their country. Yeah. So like, I feel like people are definitely named after both the city and the country.
Also that
someone in the world Vlogos is named Cressa Vlogos. That's their full name.
Absolutely. Also, the man was a very old joke.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
The man is real.
And we hate him.
I love their songs though.
The man himself.
You know, what would be hilarious? It's like, you know, we like meet someone and be like, oh, you're so helpful. What's your name? And it's just like, oh, it's Ozheim. But like I go by Oz for short, and you know, like I got my sister Caressa, we call it Cress. And then there is Zerich, we call him Zeri. And you know, it's like it's just oh my fucking god, they're tieflings. August. They're all tieflings.
Logos feels like the equivalent, like as a as a name of a person, it feels like the equivalent, like the siren equivalent of like Vladimir. It's just Logos.
Just give it a little bit, and then there will be a Mexico, Ireland.
all of the countries.
Shut the fuck up, because can you imagine? It's just like, yes, hello, I am the priest of Joanna. My name's Mexico.
Anyways, here's Wonderwall.
I'm sorry, this has been a really good segment.
Yes. I don't even know if I want to cut that part out.
Keep this one in, Aubrey. This one deserves to stay.
Yep.
It was plot relevant.
This is true.
We technically have defeated Vlogos the Man. We just forgot about that joke.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure that joke was to refer to Misa's father.
Yeah.
Yep. Wait, not Portugal the Man?
I was making the joke in chat.
Hear me out.
Shut the fuck up, I'm drinking water.
Hear me out. Mero has some roses named Vlogos because roses have thorns.
And they're red like the rest of this fucking country. Oh my goodness.
Exactly.
Is that because blood, or are you saying everyone's a redhead, or what do you mean by that?
Pretty sure red is one of the Vlogosian colors.
They all have blood in them, so they're all red. Sometimes outside of them, it depends on the day. We're having this conversation while we're walking through the fucking, like, portal to get to Cressa.
Pretty much, yeah. Like, we'll let Hera know, and I mean, eventually I'm gonna come back to pick up the presents. But like, yeah, we just let Hera know. It's like, okay, we gotta plan some shit. Do you wanna come with, like, that kind of vibe?
And yeah, he's just like, yes, I would like to. I mean, Aerot's got it.
We should let Aerot know that Aerot has got it.
Yes, I will. Aerot, you've got it. And Aerot is thumbs up.
At least one of you is a capable ruler.
Well, he's like, well, we're discussing things that will affect Cyrene as a whole. I should be there.
All right, I'll give you that one.
Estrella writes in the sky so you can see it. There's a sign. There's Heron, and then there's Jamisa, and it's like a table, tea table chart, and Heron gets 1 point.
Aubrey, I have a question.
Uh-huh.
What fabric is Heron wearing?
He's wearing silk.
Silk is my favorite fabric of Ross, you know?
No.
Okay, I don't control Varys.
No, don't. He represents me too.
I don't control Varys' actions.
You represent him at this point.
I'm just putting the ideas in Aubrey's brain. I don't control what Barry does.
Barry, if you do it, don't do
Barry's still working through his sweater.
Good.
Also true.
Good job, Barry. Eat that fucking sweater.
Just let Barry loosen Heron's closet on your way out, and then...
No, I don't think I can afford that.
We have funds to worry about Vlogos, Dumisa.
That was Ferris. That was Ferris's suggestion.
Well, I'm going to talk to you in character regardless because it's funny. I know Vlogos has caused you a lot of trouble, Dumi, but also it's a little xenophobic of you.
I just realized something. As we're walking, you mean, like, Heron's just there.
Of your own country?
I'm going to look over at Heron and be like, you know, if you need a way to test if fabric is legit, I'm going to hold up my moth and be like, he has very good taste.
Oh, I'll keep that in mind.
She's just eating the fucking sweater in front of him. And she's like, yeah, not.
Oh, do you think... no, wait.
What is it?
I'm just realizing we left Heron and Tethweir unsupervised.
Oh, no.
We're going to come back to a riot, aren't we?
I think it's more of a did they hook up.
At this point, it's out of our hands.
Oh, wait. No, good for them.
This is out of our hands. We're looking away from it.
But Doobie can't have an opinion on.
Look away.
You know what we should think about instead? Who would win, 10 billion lions or every true god?
Lions?
Like, and I think we're at the war room now.
Yeah, you've stepped through Astraea's portal into the war room in Cressa to asking the question, who would win, the true gods or 10 billion lions? And
You hear Kyria mutter, "Oh, I would kill those lions."
Without hesitation. Hi, mommy. I go give my mom a hug.
Well, it looks like things are a little different.
Yeah, I got my hair done.
Among other things.
Mm-hmm. I'm a part of the club now.
So are the rest of your siblings.
I know I did some things.
I guessed.
We're matching, and I yell, "Forever!"
You're off in the distance. You could have told me.
Oh, I didn't want to. I thought it'd be really funny.
Yeah, and just you hear Kyria say, Theseus kind of fell off the bed. It's kind of to say he fell off when he was floating above it.
He fell above.
Yeah. Is anyone blind? I was low-key hoping for like a mild blinding.
I'm unaware. No one has said anything, but that doesn't mean it didn't happen.
True.
Well, so you have dealt with Sirshu. That is another one down. You watch as takes a quill and strikes through the name on the war room table. But that leaves us with two of the gods left. And we should probably not let either of them have time to gather their forces.
Don't let them cook.
Exactly.
Personal vendettas aside, I do think Dawan should be next, because Dawan has a whole plane and we have a whole bunch of ghosts in Vlagos that we need to send them back, but we can't, because if we do, we risk giving Dawan a pretty sizable army.
Yeah, that is a problem.
And it makes resurrection a lot harder.
That's true.
I also think Dawan should be our next target.
Yes, well, I guess our big question is how you are getting to the underworld.
Poison's fast. I'm kidding.
I was kind of hoping you were, because yes, it is, but that feels like it's a one-way trip.
And I mean, we have so many new gods. That seems like a waste of new gods.
It really does. And somewhere in the background, Alan clears his throat and is just being like, "Well, I've been helping some of the others study that relic you brought back from that vampire lady's house. And it's possible you could use that to create a gate to Limbo. Would probably be the easiest and with the least amount of lasting damage.
And we do know someone in Limbo who can at least get us to the underworld from there.
This is true.
Most likely. Or what would help to get us directly to the underworld?
Plane shift?
If it's locked off, I'm not too sure if that'll work.
It is very locked off, and as far as we can tell, the only way to the underworld is through Limbo.
Mm-hmm. We could definitely tell or ask the ferryman for help, and he'll most likely take us to where we need to go. I know what the layout used to be there. I don't know how much it's been renovated since I last visited or lived there, but I can at least say what I know, a sort of a baseline of an idea.
What about the hole that you crawled out of, Marrow?
Don't say it like that.
But that is definitely sealed off. That, to my knowledge, was a portal of his creation, and therefore he was able to close it without any difficulty. There was remnants of a portal that was being built to get to the underworld near there, but it was far from completion and far from having any additional knowledge. If anything, it's like an idea or a wisp of it.
What are the risks with using the box thing?
And then Talon goes, relatively low, especially if we're opening just a gate to Limbo. It is theoretically possible to use it to open a gate to the underworld, but I remember you talking about strange chain things. There's quite a possibility that more of those could slip through.
And we don't want that.
Because essentially we would be breaking things to do that. But just getting to Limbo should be relatively easy.
So Limbo, in theory, we get to, and then we can use we can ask the ferryman for help, right?
Yes.
But then wouldn't Doan know that we're there? I mean, I'm pretty sure he's, like, aware that he's on the list. You know.
Do I know if Doan can sense anyone in his domain? Because there's a good chance he can't, because he didn't sense the drow that slipped in that originally stabbed me in the face.
Roll a religion check.
Oh no, don't make me roll. Hold on. I forgot to crack open Foundry.
You mean roll 20.
Yeah, sorry, roll 20, my bad. Skill issue. My brain has, it feels like it's been deep fried. It's crusted, you know?
Fair.
This cat did not let me sleep. Oh my god. Okay, my religion's like okay at best, so I have hero points at least. It's a 33, but I don't know if that'll do it. But it's also like a 10 on the dice, and I'm not sure if I should risk trying to roll higher than that.
I will save you the pain and say, yeah, 33 will do it.
Oh, thank
you. Are relatively sure that, like, he can't sense living things in his domain.
Okay.
Can sense the dead, though.
I'll fill everyone in and be like, I mean, he's never been able to sense living things, so I don't think he can. Otherwise, he would have had a lot less time of a difficulty trying to find those drow that snuck in.
Does that mean I should ditch my sister before we go? That sounds terrible, but you know what I mean.
I don't know. Since she's in you, maybe it's like hidden? I don't know that one.
We just get her a body. Like Talon, but no, actually it was Theron that did all the soul experimenting.
I mean, we could always just take her out.
Yeah. As long as she will be safe when she's out.
Well, we would make a body, put her in the body, and then she'd be here.
Doesn't that require like a full moon in the ocean?
My mom exists, and we're in Cressa. Half of us is the ocean. Almost all of us is the ocean.
Astrea's fucking mom and like girlfriend respectively are the moon and the ocean. Like, I think we're good. Astrea has full access to everything. Astrea's like, hey mommy, hey captain, can you help me?
I don't know enough about how gods work, if they can just cause that stuff or if they just shepherd the natural elements as they go. Those are not in my domain.
Kyrie would be like, well, the next full moon will be in like 4 days. Oh. And you probably need time to collect everything you need anyways.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
I do need to change some spells. Amongst other things I need to do, actually, now that I think about it. Oops.
Do we think we have 4 days?
Talon is like, it will take us at least a day to set everything up for the ritual. But from what I understand of Theron's notes, you should be fine. Because your sister is yet again in the weird limbo between life and death. And as far as I can tell, she's not going to be moving on her own in the underworld.
Hopefully not. Will Zoanne be able to sense Marrow as the other question?
I'm going to probably guess no, because of the fact that if he could do that, I feel like we'd have at least 15 more assassination attempts under our belt.
You also have been in the underworld, though.
You do have the scrying, the anti-scrying things, so.
Yeah, I think I do just count as a person for that, ideally. Otherwise, if there were exceptions, I feel like it would have affected us already.
Right, I just didn't know if it counted, like, specifically in his realm, if he can sense his kid, you know?
I mean, in theory, Marrow is a part of the plane, because Marrow is dirt.
Exactly, that's why I'm concerned.
Oh, yeah. No, that is a good point, I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Aubrey, has he ever just known where my IP address is in the past?
I think there's like 4 assassination attempts too.
Yeah, but also you don't have anything that he has given you any.
Yeah.
And like, those are all on the living plane, not the underworld.
No. But Mero was wearing the gloves. He marked the gloves.
Mm-hmm.
Remember? Mero has hand scars.
I know. I'm not concerned about this plane. I'm just concerned about the underworld. If the rules are different there, because Marrow is made out of dirt of the underworld and is Doan's child, more or less.
I think that means be fine, though, because they're like from the underworld, but they are, for all intents and purposes, like living.
Exactly.
Yes, there's not really a way to get around it, even if it is a problem, so we'll just cross that bridge when we get to it.
What's the one gonna do? Stop us?
Right.
And you could certainly try. I don't know how much luck you will have. But you will probably also face threats in the underworld.
Yeah, that is more of what I am concerned about. But at the same time, we do have Grun. So I am not that it is wrong of me to say that I am not concerned. It is more like I am so ready to just grab Grun like a crucifix and just be like, you're compelled. And then Grun can do everything. Literally, because Grun could healing bomb everybody. And all we need to do is make sure. I can't say that because I promised I wouldn't say that. But we know who to protect. She's not here right now. She can't defend herself. But there are other threats we have to worry about, but I feel like a majority true god troop might be okay.
Yes.
I did want to ask Lila and Amaitis if they wanted to come too, though.
I don't know if Amaitis wants to, but I want to go on a sibling fighting spree. You guys got
it's
yours.
So much fun. It's so much fun.
I mean, it's weird, but you know, it's fun.
It's more fun when they don't know they're going to be a part of it.
Oh my god.
Kratos in the background.
I like to abuse that spell so much. I'm gonna do it for the next few days too. So, you know, prepare yourselves.
And Kyrie is like, well, Lila is currently attending to business at the World Tree. I don't know how free she will be. I know she wants to, but I don't know if she has the availability right now.
Can I phone her and ask?
She's dealing with her mother.
Oh, no.
We can still ask later, Mara.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to make sure we ask first, you know? That is what... that is the gesture that matters.
I can just imagine Kratos giving her the dirtiest look in the background. Like,
no, I'll never ask, especially when it comes to summoning Kratos, because it's funny.
It's important to ask, huh? So is Kratos leaning in closer, leaning
He's
over you?
He's shaped like a boulder. It's really funny to think that I'm throwing a boulder.
His mother was a god, and his dad was a triangle. Yeah, I think notifying the ferryman, getting this box together, and yeeting Teshka is probably the best course of action. As long with gathering up maybe a few other people that would want to come to the underworld.
Zolzrim already said that he wants to be here for Teshka's body making and the ritual. So, like, we can also just ask him if he wants to come too. I'm pretty sure the answer will be yes.
I can go ask him. You all have tasks to do, and I don't.
He's still on the Dragon Island.
Oh. I always
forget.
He
is a father now. Again. I meant to say, like, a new dad, you know? Like, we are new true gods, and he is new true dad. Again.
Yep.
Oh, but if he's like a father figure to the rest of the party, then that is like, again, eight times over.
Yeah, he started replacing my dad at this point.
Nine times over.
I remember when Winston was just a skull.
He was so young. So tiny.
He was not young. Now he's a giant hot orc man.
He was baby, and now he is not.
Wait, where is Winston? It's been a while.
I believe Winston is still at the World Tree.
Okay, because the only thing I remember, the last thing I remember about Winston was we made a crack ship with him in Zoltron.
Yep.
Oh, wait. Hold on a second. Didn't we give Rose the assignment to look into the whole fake body making stuff from Zoltron's book? We should go book her. She has the most info right now. Maybe.
You did?
We already did that. We bugged her way back when already. Now
I'm
she's
sorry.
Just. Now she's busy dating my sister.
Why? What? Yeah, sure. That tracks. You're all thoughts.
Do not speak. Do not speak.
I only speak the words of the truth.
Well, that's not true either.
When have I ever been able to successfully lie?
Yeah, just because it wasn't successful doesn't mean you didn't try.
And sure, you are a terrible liar, but you are also really bad at stating facts.
The facts are just all over the place in my brain. It's kind of hard to get them all together. It's like it's there.
No, it's not the knowledge thing. It's just in a position where you are in the wrong, you thought.
I mean, to be fair, Meryl, I don't know much still. I've been here like a year and a half, I think. I don't know. See, I don't even know that.
It's okay. We've only known each other for a year.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, no, it's actually, wow. I think it's less than a half. I think we've only known each other for a year.
Joanna, wow. Yeah. The rest of us have about a year, but Joanna and Tamsin, we've not known nearly as long.
Yeah, no, Tamsin is a solid 6 months.
I don't even think it's that long.
Joanna is at least 8, I feel. But the rest of us have actually... Is this what friendship's about? We travel and we kill gods as our 2-year anniversary.
Were the gods the friends we found along the way?
The friends along the way did become gods, so yes.
What are we doing again?
War meeting, technically. Oh. But we kind of already did the planning part, and now we're just shit talking.
Yeah,
that's
we're
fine.
Just shit talking and
shit posting.
Do you want me to go get some tea?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So, Talon can have the cubic gate ready for a day from now. But if you wanted to attempt to give Teshka a body, it would be 4 days. But also, Talon is like, you should be fine. Because of reasons.
Reasons.
I'm personally fine with whatever. I want to make sure that we ask, like, Lila, Midas, and Zulzrum if they want to come along, too. Because if the answer is yes, but they need more time, then, like, perfect, we can do the Teshka body thingy, right? As long as that's what Dumi wants to do. I'm mostly concerned with kind of keeping Teshka safe. I know we'll be fine going, but, like, what if, like, there's nothing... Not suggesting that Dewan can also like rip out souls. The last thing I want is
maybe he can.
Exactly. The last thing I want is that possibility to have. It's the fact that we have a hitchhiker.
Yeah. And if he could take her out, then he could disintegrate her from existence. You know.
Also, in theory,
once he has a hold of it, the soul can stop existing.
Also, in theory, when Teshka put no, it's not even in theory. It's like confirmed. Teshka possesses Dumi when Dumi rages, so in theory that's such a bad idea to it just feels like a bad idea to bring her. Not that she's a bad idea, it's just it's not safe.
I'm the same vibe.
So like I don't mind waiting the 4 days because I'd rather do it, or technically 5 days, but I'd rather do it. I'd rather make sure she's like for sure safe up here.
Only concern is that 4 days is going to be enough for one of the remaining gods to mobilize against us.
Aiki, they're probably already doing it. They're going to be doing it when we go down there. And it's not like Doan won't have enough time to mobilize against us. It takes us a while to get there and to get to him, to find him. It's going to be the same thing.
Right, unless they send some like assassins after us again.
I highly doubt they are going to do that. And even if they do, that's less forces for them to mess with. The smartest thing to do is for them to keep mobilizing until one of the next one gets taken out or takes us out.
I can't believe they haven't like coordinated yet. I know they're like all they the don't gods like are all, each like, other. The I know, but I can't believe at this point none of them teamed up.
I don't think Dewan is going to team up with anyone. One likes them, and Dewan doesn't like anyone. So.
Oh, for sure. It would have been literally any of the other group, but I can't believe none of them teamed up.
Dimple, right now, I would say, is this... Okay, so they're both scary threats because Dewan has a whole plane and a whole form of life existing that you can take over. If we fall in battle, it's scary. That's why we're going after Dewan first. But we actually know the least about Dimple, so... Nope. That's scary in itself. And high key, she hasn't revealed any of her cards yet.
Nope.
So I don't think I don't think she's planning on chilling with Dewan anytime soon. It'd be weird. They both fuck the same guy and they have the same ex.
Life goes in strange directions sometimes.
Yeah, it does. Rin's type is people with D in their name.
Thought of a joke. Possibly. Thought better of the joke.
Physically resisting a different joke. I know yours is a dick joke, but mine is a One Piece joke.
I will also give anybody who wants to a chance to roll a religion roll to see what you know about Dewan's power.
Can I do this? Because I fought this man personally.
That's your father. Also, could I have? Can I do the same thing but for Dimple? Because
yes,
that is a god that I worshipped for most of my life until all of this happened. I'm going to use a hero point.
You rolled really good.
Jesus Christ. When I use the hero... So today's rolls, because they've been so few, have been really bad first ones. And then if I use a hero point, I get a nat 20. Which I did. I did get a nat 20, by the way. So that
was that 44. To know something about Dimple?
Yes. So it looks like I just remembered my entire childhood.
Yeah.
I'm going to use a hero point because I don't want to take a 7. And I have so many hero points, man.
Mm-hmm.
I got a natural 19 for 42.
42?
Not bad for something I'm only trained in.
If you know about my damn dad that I do, I'm going to piss myself.
I feel like it would be like more...
I got a natural 18 on the dice for Ooh, 41.
Heck yeah.
So
you we might surely know the same things.
I should know more, man.
You
I
know, like,
there.
Intimate personal knowledge. I know, like, basic worship knowledge. I don't know.
Well, so... I'll just start at the top. So, Aki, you rolled... what did you roll?
Nat 20 for 44.
44? Okay, you can ask 3 things about Dimple.
Oh, I didn't know we were playing it out like this.
It is. You can ask like, what kind of special abilities does she have? Like, you know, we flavor it like this, just so you can kind of get a feeling for how these fights might go, and anything you might need to prepare.
So right now I'm just listing off things that we already do know. Mm-hmm. So we know that she was like the strategist of the group, and we also know that she has an animal companion of an otter.
Mm-hmm.
What a specific fucking animal companion. I'm sorry. Are there any like? You know what? Yeah, let's just go with special abilities first. Maybe I'll figure something else out. Do I know anything like that?
I'm sorry. What did you ask?
Like special abilities.
Special abilities. You will remember a story about a magical cape that Dimple got in her adventures. A cape that let her shape change.
Okay. Does she have any stories or tales of like her? Of like her battle style, like any favored weapons or
mm-hmm.
I shouldn't say favored weapons because I know it's a bow, because I've mm-hmm. used spiritual weapon and I used bows for her.
Yeah, it's bows, but she also has been known to wield 2 blades as well for up close combat.
Oh my god, we were talking about dual wielding. There she is. Oh fuck, we're gonna die. Okay. What does the otter do? That would be my third and final question. I'm really curious. What does this otter do?
It is what is considered a the final form of animal companion. It is a buff otter.
Dude, what?
Because she is,
I know, I've seen this.
Yeah.
Fuck.
You have?
Yes, yeah, I've seen the stat block for this. It's terrifying.
Can you show me it? I know this is meta. I'm sorry. I know I'm asking for meta thing, but now you're making me really, really curious. Like you sound scared, Dusty. You sound traumatized.
Continue. This is going to take me a minute. I don't remember what it's called.
Yeah, it's a really big buff otter. Like the one you saw is like she can do, like you can do with Rosalie just to like shrink it down. But like horse-sized otter.
Horse-sized otter.
They got
horse.
Some vicious teeth too when they're little.
I was gonna make jokes that like maybe the otter is her companion to hold her hand at night, but that never mind. You could just hold her, a horse side.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, those are my three questions. So, mm-hmm. I will relay back to the group things that I remember. Which be like, I remember some stories that the priest used to tell us, and then other things that my dad has mentioned before. She has a cloak that can shape change. And the Dusty! What is that? What is that?
Oh my gosh! It's a were-otter. A were-otter.
Again, I don't know if that's it, but that's just all that I remember.
Oh my god!
Can you imagine? Rolling up to the spine, Dimple walks out, glamorous, amazing, incredible, and then that shows up next to her.
For the listeners, it's an image of quite literally half man, half otter,
like a furry, like a fursona,
but not cute art. Like, not to say that this art's not nice. This art is very nice. This is quite realistic.
Very buff.
There is a very short loincloth. And a knife.
A six pack.
This otter looks like Hugh Jackman.
As an otter, yeah.
The otter was secretly Dwayne the whole time.
No, Dwayne.
They're actually in cahoots.
Dwayne is like a more like a Michael Sierra. That kind of Sarah. That kind of vibe. Was it? Is Sarah. It Sarah? So did I say Sierra?
Yeah, like Sierra Mist.
My bad. No, not Sierra. Sarah. My bad. No. It was. I don't know why I said Sierra. I know exactly who I was talking about. Whatever. That bitch.
Slate.
Dwayne is Scott Pilgrim if he had one X.
I mean, Scott Pilgrim does have an X.
This is true.
There's Envy Adams.
This is also true.
Yeah.
Is Rin Ramona Flowers, or is it Tropa Ramona Flowers?
No, it would be Rin.
Oh no.
Oh dear.
Oh no. Manic Pixie Dream Girl. Oh no.
Moving on.
No.
Dusty, did you roll religion?
No, because Joanna wouldn't know anything. That's fair.
I just wanted to ask.
Yeah.
And Demisa, you got a 42? 42. Okay. Yeah. So with a 42, you can ask three things about Doan.
Yeah, I feel like Demisa just has that like Dwayne's Bible. It's just thumbing through whatever his scriptures are, trying to find details. And I specifically would like to know what is his alignment?
Neutral evil.
That tracks. Does he have any, I don't know if we would know, if I would know this from a Bible, but does he have any like legends about
weaknesses like an Achilles heel, weak ankles?
No, not in nothing you can pull from the book.
Aubrey.
I think for the third thing, let's sit here. He has no resistance? No, invulnerabilities, whatever.
He has no weaknesses.
Yeah. Is there anything that he is immune to? Does the scripture of Duran talk about how the holy fires of sunshine can't touch him or something?
So, yeah, you can pick up that Duran is immune to death effects, things that would cause someone to die, like spells and things like that.
Since we're trying to kill him.
Disease, things that would paralyze or remove poison, and cannot be rendered unconscious.
Okay. That's all I can glean from the Book of Dovan.
A stat block? Wow.
Yeah, they've got his stat block in the back. And also some of his mythomagic cards.
Got the holographics.
So, Sparlock, you got a... What did you roll?
A 38.
Okay, you can ask two questions.
Is he flammable?
He has no resistance to fire. He is about as flammable as anybody else.
I think that the... I think in character, because Grun would want to know, is he flammable and is he like evil aligned? Because that is what's most going to affect her. So I think between Dumi and that is he flammable question, we are covered.
Cool. And Mero, you rolled a 41?
Yes, a 41 on my Dawan check.
All right, you can ask three questions.
So, weird question. If I ask something that someone already asked that couldn't get a good answer, is there a chance that I could get a better answer? Because I'm not reading from a book. I'm reading from what I live with this man for 26 years.
No.
Oh. He shows no weakness.
Yeah.
Let's also not forget, in character, you kind of really revered your dad.
Yeah, I can't flashback to his weaknesses.
I remember, like, cool stuff that he has. Yeah. Unless you have any ideas, of course.
I wanted to ask what his classes, plural, are, because I know he's a fighter, but also I sparred with him, so I'm like, maybe he just, you know, whipped out a gun at some point. Who knows?
Did not pull out a gun.
Perfect. What's his class, though? Plural.
Fighter and the other one was sorcerer.
A sorcerer. Oh, wait, no, fuck!
Oh, no.
He sure is.
That doesn't sound great, though.
It does sound terrible, but also very accurate to his kidnapping woman streak. Okay, a fighter sorcerer. Interesting combination. Does he have any specific magic items he likes to use? Like, have I seen his collection and been like, oh, what's that? And he's like, that, my dear, is a stone of fuck your enemies. It kills them.
I don't even want to count that as a question, because you just know about the sword.
Okay. Yeah. I do have a stat block for that when you said that 3,000 years ago.
Yeah, it's a little bit different than the one I'm using now.
You should resend it in my DMs.
It's not the same. I'm literally using a completely different stat block at this point.
Yeah, then you should send the new one in my DMs.
No. Okay. I'll send it to you after you kill him.
Why are you like this? This is psychological harassment. So I guess that doesn't count as a question then. Because
I'm not going to count that as a question because like he's got his sword.
He's got his sword.
He doesn't have a lot of magical gadgets that he uses.
He's just a guy. Okay.
You just can't get fucking over it.
Yeah.
That was an engage. I remember it was like it was him and Rin's like engagement sword or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's also a dragon sword, but like, you know, they went that way.
Yeah.
I think. What's the weakest saving throw?
The lowest saving throw would be fortitude.
Really? Kind of weird,
but yeah, like, okay.
Yeah, that tracks.
Bet the strongest. Oh my god, could really hurt him then.
Yes.
I wasn't sure, you know, I was like, haha, hee hee, but like, actually, some of my best spells are fortitude saves.
Okay. And for the last question, can I ask what tactics he tends to use? Like, does he like to grapple? Is he just a hide in the back and let other people fight for him? Is he
I mean, do you want to know about any of his abilities?
Okay, I'll do abilities. Okay, what are his abilities?
One of his abilities, you are aware of the fact that one of his abilities is if he manages to take someone down, as in reduce someone to zero, they're dead.
Oh no. I'm just gonna be thinking, but oh right, I forgot about that one. It's like a sudden look of dread on my face. She's like, oh, I forgot about that one. So he does a cool little thing that, so you know when you, like, sometimes when we're fighting, we get knocked unconscious and we can, like, heal back up and get back up into the fight. No, you just die.
That makes sense, but also is terrible.
Yeah. He only really has his sword, and his weakest sort of thing is his fortitude. Like, he's definitely, like, very strong, but he's kind of weak to spicy foods, so he has a shitty fortitude.
So we get some good, strong peppers, and we feed him lunch before we kill him, and that will take him out, right?
I think if he sees, like, a, what's it called? Capsicum pepper?
Capsation
pepper. He'll just die.
This was the plot of a Power Rangers episode.
What's Power Rangers?
Oh, that's right. You don't have television here.
What's television? You're leaving
what's
more questions.
What's a Power Ranger?
Yeah.
It's a whole thing.
Tell us.
Not right now.
But that's all I can remember. Don't get dropped to zero hit points from him.
Is that a death effect?
Theoretically, on the sheet, it says the only thing that can stop it is divine intervention.
Oh, dang.
Wait, hold on a second. So theoretically, if any of the gods cast a spell to prevent it, that counts as divine intervention because we're all gods. We're all divine intervention, right? So if Gruen casts that spell of fuck you, it's divine intervention. I'm trying to pitch this. I'm trying to save our ass, okay?
Don't worry. We just need to, you know, get him.
Last couple of fights, we've been doing pretty good. Knock on wood, obviously. Our dice could screw us, but you know.
In theory, I do have spells that work that way when you hit zero. So, I mean, I guess as a god, that would count as divine intervention.
Well, I mean, if they get to zero, like, I think if we stop someone from getting to zero, it's different. It's if they get to zero.
But what if my spell triggers upon zero?
I think it happens, like, it'd be okay.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be like if they get to zero and then like they stay at zero.
I'm sure we will find out.
Yeah,
I want to. No, I want to know because if that, I don't want it to be a waste. And in theory, it does count as me being doing divine intervention because I am a god now. So I want to know.
I guess it depends on what divine intervention is classified as mechanically.
Yeah.
Like, so is it like
a spell or something?
So like your martyr thingy?
My martyr counts. I have word of revision as well, and I also have the soul steel vessel. All of those work around or are triggered by zero when you hit zero. They're true. Like some of them can be triggered by other things as well, but that hitting zero is a big one.
And breath of life is triggered by if someone would die.
I would say the hitting zero ones would work, but breath of life would not work.
Well, that's interesting.
Because you would essentially, for yours, the hitting zero would happen before death. So you would stop it before it hits the death part. But breath of life says if they would die. And this specifically says that it is very hard. If someone is taken down by this, it is dead. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because I have something that it literally says in the wording, just before taking the triggering damage, you gain temporary HP, but the trigger is technically hitting zero hit points. But because of the wording, like retroactive.
Yeah, something that would work, but not Breath of Life.
It's like TCG. You know, you're activating your trap card for Yu-Gi-Oh.
No, that's exactly how I'm like how I thought of it. Like that. I just wanted to know, does triggering zero work for these spells? You know what I mean? Or are they rendered useless? The answer is no, they are not. Which because is the death good.
Effect would not have taken a hold yet.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to know. Thank you. And I just thought of a good question to ask, but I'm out of questions, sadly.
That's fine. You can roll for Doan if you want, because you just rolled for Dimple.
That's true. Okay. If I'm allowed to.
I'd say you rolled for Dimple, you can roll for Doan.
37. I'm so sorry. That's not 37. It should be it should be 41.
41? Okay. Then you could ask three things.
Shit. Okay. Yeah. Let me just double check the spell super quickly so that way I know exactly what I'm asking. Does Doan count as a 15th level creature or lower?
No, it counts as above.
Above? Can I use my second question to ask what level? Or is that too specific?
If you want to burn your second question to ask what level, I would allow it.
I would like to burn my second. Actually, I would. Can I? No. I'm rolling for Duane. I'm sorry. Yes, I'd like to burn my second question to ask that.
Counts as a level 21 creature.
21?
Jeez, wheeze.
Thanks. I'm mostly asking for a very specific spell that I have. It would still work on him, just not to a greater effect, sadly. Are there any documented as they could be stories and stuff like that too, of shortcuts or ways into his castle. And yes, we could ask Meryl, but this is also under the guise of maybe it's changed and I'm looking for like a path, you know?
Unfortunately, anything you might come across would be even older than Meryl.
That's true. That makes sense. I was hoping for something like younger than Meryl because Meryl, he is technically like 100+ because of the weird time difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would the wasn't there one of the drow, the hot drow that died and came back, or did all the dead ones just stay dead?
One of them did die and is still very dead.
Okay, I was gonna say we can ask them. They were tooling around down there.
They never got to the castle.
Ah, I see.
Mm-hmm.
I missed that session.
No, you're fine. Like they saw it, but they never really went in it.
Yeah, gotcha. they literally ran into Meryl, a child, and cut them. Because they thought Meryl was like a goblin or something.
Or goblins.
But since like that's a thing that like you won't be able to find, I will allow you to ask something else with your question.
Oh, okay.
Just because it's a waste of a question, and you know.
What is the time difference then?
I can answer that, actually.
Yeah, Meryl can actually answer that.
It is 1 to 5, so I believe every 5 days in Cyrene is about 1 day in the underworld.
Okay, that's really good to know. Because the last thing I want to do is, like, we're, like, there for, like, a day and a half, and we're like, wow. That was a hard fight, everyone. We go back and it's like, wow, we lost because Dimple took over because it's been 10 years. What? You know, like, I know that's whack.
Doesn't that imply we should attack the other god first?
We know absolutely zero things about her whereabouts. That means we'd have to hunt for her first, all the while being scared of dying.
Yeah, let's hunt the ranger.
Whereas Dwan, in theory, we know exactly where he is.
If it takes us, you know, 5 days to hunt her down, that's 1 day for Dwan. If it takes us...
It is actually the other way around.
The other way around.
I wrote it down wrong. Okay, that's what I checked.
Okay. I heard that wrong.
Same thing.
Yeah, so if we take 5 days, that's like a while. That is a while for Dwan.
No, it's... Its time is slower in the underworld because Meryl's 26, but they're like 100 something in Cyrene years. So if we spend 1 day in the underworld, it is like 5 days in Cyrene time.
Yes.
Yes. I'm sorry. You guys are kind of getting it backwards. And I'm like, guys.
I was like, yep.
I was just trying to get clarification because I was confused. Time differences.
We will be giving Dimple more time, but we don't know where the fuck she is, so like...
Yeah, I don't think hunting a ranger would be very easy.
Mm-hmm.
And we would still have the whole... I think someone mentioned it, like, if we die, we still have the Dwan problem if we died fighting Dimple. Except one of us would be dead, or more.
Man, we're just
it's not like
blood.
We're leaving Cyrene unprotected. Like, there are other people here.
Yeah, that's why I said the ridiculous time frame of 10 years. Literally, if a day in fucking underworld equals 10 years to, like, Cyrene, we can just wait for Dwan to die.
Yeah, right.
You could just wait him out. But yeah, 5 days in the underworld, 1 day in the other way around. 1 day in the underworld, 5 days in Cyrene. You, depending on how long you can get it done, won't be gone long.
Yeah, we're gonna have to be fast anyway, so he doesn't notice us. So I say we start doing preparations and
hey, Mero, you know a lot of people in the underworld.
I do know a lot of people. Can you elaborate on that statement for my deep fried brain?
You know a lot of ghosts and other undead in the underworld. You lived there for 26 years.
True, but like, would they betray Doan for me? Am I that charming?
In theory,
I think you don't even have to be that charming. I think Doan is just that like asshole.
Based on shit that we know and stuff, they probably really hate it there, and they might be waiting to move the fuck on, but they can't.
True.
Because literally the god of cock blocks is there.
I was thinking back to the assassination attempt where Doan had full control over the psychopomp sent at Raph, so I was assuming that they can't or couldn't coup against them, but if it's definitely possible for them to coup against them, I will revolutionize the underworld.
The psychopomps can't because they are directly controlled by the... But there's just a bunch of shit ton of ghosts.
And I fucked a bunch of them. They're my friends.
Yes, please.
With benefits.
Please.
Oh my god.
We could bring back... We could find the dead drow and be like, hey, you want to move on with your life?
Everyone's just like, oh my god, it's that guy. They're back. Yeah, I could just help. I could get a stray to help me write a speech because then I could just deliver the speech and be like, oh, we know that guy. Fuck yeah, let's do it.
And I could make like background music for you. Speaking of, it should be 24 hours now. I make background music.
And if only if you had like a God of Revolution with you or something.
Yeah, if only.
Oh yeah, if only. Yeah, wow. Just Joanna, Estrella, and Mero sitting at a table writing out like a script of like how to revolutionize all of the ghosts by us.
The Teo Look, I'll revolution. Fucking do it.
Look, I'll fucking do it. I've been like writing like speeches like this for an unrelated reason. I'll fucking do it.
I could definitely talk to the ghosts that I know and see if, like, friends, because people make connections in the underworld. There's nothing else to do but to just talk to each other and fuck, so, like...
I knew the underworld was capitalism all along.
It's kind of boring. Now that I've received the mental stimulation of not being in the underworld, the underworld's boring. All people do is gossip.
And then we hit like Zolzrum from the sky. It wasn't like that before.
Yep, it was so much better before.
Zolzrum, we were just about to get you.
Zolzrum is summoned by people talking about the underworld for long enough.
Yes, I remember the rock counting game where we stacked rocks and counted them all day. The highest I got to was 473 rocks. It's the current record in the underworld for rocks counted.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Also, it's time to learn some new games.
Oh, no, I know. That's just like an example of how boring.
Have you heard of Scrabble?
That requires so many big words that I can't read.
I know for a fact that once we introduce the ghosts to Uno, it's about to be really fucking insane.
Oh, yeah. But I'll see if I can find any of my old friends that I trust, fill them in, and see if them and all of us can just start a rebellion of the ghosts.
Yeah.
With the help of the people who are good at talking.
Sounds like a good plan.
Ghost revolution. Ghost revolution. Ghost solid. Revolution.
Ghost revolution. And all that stuff. But we still gotta prepare. So besides writing speeches, I think we should go start asking people who want to join us.
Yeah. And that is a thing we can get to next time. We can do that. You can do any shopping you need and any final preparations before your jaunt to the underworld.
Yeah, there is.
And give people like a week or so to like look over any gear they want to upgrade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's so pretty much we'll have shopping. We'll have talking to people, like asking people if they want to come with us. We have Teshka's body ritual.
another wonderful episode of The Goblets and the Gaze. If you like what we do here, follow us on Twitter. We post all sorts of amazing content. Support us on Patreon to get Aki a new mic stand. I don't know how she broke it because I still have mine, but like, hats off to you, I guess. Skill issue.
I grip the fuck out of it, okay?
A grip force of a champ. But yeah, give us some good reviews because you know our content is bussin'. Stay safe, eat your vegetables, and man, I'm just gonna go to bed. I'm tired.
Fuck you, Craig. And a wham.
Hey everybody, Aubrey here with a fun little announcement. Goblets and Gaze is now an affiliate over at Adventure Dice, and we know how much we all love those Mathrocks. So if you need some new Mathrocks in your life, go over to adventuredice.ca and in the checkout code, enter our promo code Goblets for 10% off. But also, they have dice. They have other TTRPG accessories and tabletop goodies, dice trays, condition rings, and things like that, little spellcasting stuff. Great stuff there. Go check them out and support our show. Thank you.
Be gay.
Roll Dice.
An LGBTQIA actual play podcast network.